The State Department of Education receives nearly $2 billion in state and federal funding. House Speaker Scott Sike says that's more than 20% of the state's total budget.
I just don't understand why there always seems to be, you know, these complaints that the schools lack sufficient supplies and resources and other kinds of things. I'm not sure if it's just a function of not enough money or if it's also because dollars aren't spent wisely at the Department of Education.
Public school teacher Cynthia Tong says a big chunk of that funding never reaches the classroom.
Unfortunately, I tend to think that the Department of Education has a lot of administrative requirements that are put on it by the federal and the state government. Those people doing those reports, they're not at the school level. They're not directly touching kids.
In 2017, the Hawaii State Teachers Association told lawmakers that a surcharge on $1 million investment properties could raise about $500 million. But Hawaii Tax Foundation President Tom Yamachika says that amount is unrealistic and could require other steps to be taken.
So where's the difference going to come from? Either they have to go to commercial property, or they have to make the threshold a lot lower, or they have to start going into other more broad definitions of investment property.
But Hawaii Association of Realtors President Frank Goodale says taxing investors will impact the rental market and displace many people, including new teachers.
It's always good to remember that behind every renter is an investor, and without an investor, we have homelessness. We need to treat our investors well, or they will not build the replacement properties that we need to house our renters.
But HSTA President Corey Rosenlee says the lowest teachers' pay in the nation, 60-plus-year-old facilities, and outdated books are unacceptable.
One of the most important things we can do is invest in our children. It's good for the economy. It's good for our society. It reduces homelessness. It reduces crime. And it's time that in Hawaii we say that this is important for us. We've got to invest in our kids, and this is a way to do it.
House Speaker Sike says it's now up to the voters to weigh in.
The public opinion polls show that the public supports increased funding for schools, including situations where taxes need to be raised to generate that additional revenue. So that's exactly what this question presents to the voters in November.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.